Today, we celebrate the birthday of Christ our Lord. God had prepared his way in the Old Testament and prepared his way into our hearts in so many times, in so many ways. The scripture says, in the fullness of time, Jesus came. He came at a time when the world was ready, as it might be, kind of the time that we're in today, perhaps in the life you're living today, at the right moment, at the right time. Oh, people have said that Jesus came when Augustus had taken Rome to a stable place and Roman roads were everywhere and you could carry the gospel as well as carry trade down those roads. And there was a Roman kind of peace. But God prepared the way of our hearts in a different way. John the Baptist would cry out, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his way." I wonder how many people today in our world are making straight the way of our Lord into our lives. Let us pray. Dear Holy Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, for you have sent to us an incredible gift. Oh, not the gifts that wise men brought, not of gold and frankincense and myrrh, but you have sent us yourself. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You have sent yourself into this world to live among us, to be with us always, to guide and direct us, to lift us up when we are down, to make sure that we have that broken and contrite heart which will receive the way of the Lord into our lives. Father, we thank you and praise you. May everything we do this day praise you. And Father, for all the learning that has gone forward in preparation of today, may all that be swept aside. May all the things that men would say be swept aside and remembered never again. For this is your day, the day that we celebrate the birth of your Son. May we, like the angels, sing. May we worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Father, if there be anything that I would say that is not in perfect keeping with your will, cast it out. It is nothing. It is worse than nothing, because it might mislead. But, Father, those things that are from you, those things that touch our heart directly by the Holy Spirit's power, we ask that those things enter into our life and that we walk away from this place burning with a desire to please you and to announce to all the world that you have truly come in our lives. For we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'm going to be reading a little bit of Scripture today. So if you would like to turn with me to Luke, Dr. Luke and his first chapter, verse 5 through 25. John wants the person who authorized him to write this book, who may have paid him to write it, to write an account of all the things that had gone on, writes this. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias in the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments blameless. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of people was praying outside at the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fell, because fear was upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He shall also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn away the children of Israel to their Lord, their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time." And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple. But when he came out, he could not speak to them. As they perceived he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. So it was, as soon as the days of his service were completed, that he departed to his own house. Now after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked upon me, to take away my reproach among the people." I did a lot of study for this because I wanted to make sure, as far as I was able, I could get this right. First of all, I had to find out when the division of Abijan was in the temple. They were in the temple because the Jews keep very good records in the November of the month. And Zacharias was one of the priests that threw lots, it says in the scripture, for the honor of entering the Holy of Holies. This was a wonderful thing, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. He was able, as just a country preacher, to go into the Holy of Holies. Oh, yes, he had a rope tied to him so that if anything happened to him, he could be dragged out. But he got to go in. It was a great honor. And at the place where they offered the incense, in the hour of incense, it says in the scripture, he would have said 11 Beatitudes. Now, the Beatitudes that he spoke were well known and well recorded in all the Jewish materials. And the last one that he would speak would be this: "Great art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe. Do not forget to send the messenger who will proclaim the coming of the Messiah." And at that moment, an angel appeared to him and said, "Your prayer has been heard, and here is the answer." At that very moment, Zechariah was struck with the fear of the Lord. The fear, the godly fear, that something was happening beyond his control. He heard with his ears. He saw with his eyes, but he couldn't believe what he was seeing. And so, he says what he says. He says, how can this be? I'm an old man. My wife is well advanced in years. We've been married a long time. She's barren. We don't have any children. We can't have any children. How can you say that this wonderful thing will happen to me, that I will be the one who is the father of the child who would be raised up to say, prepare the way of the Lord? That's too much. I can't receive. Angel Gabriel gets quite angry, seems, because he punishes him and he says, you will remain silent. You will say nothing. Not a word will come from your lips until all of these things which I have announced to you shall come forth, shall be made evident to everyone around you. I wondered how long that would be. I knew that the priests had a habit of filling out the rest of their time, and I believe that he actually entered the temple November the 2nd. He would have had that entire month to serve. Even though he was quiet, he had to serve the others, and he had to serve the altar. And then there was Tabernacles, and of course he was there in Jerusalem for that. And then there was a time of 30 days when he had to be clean. He had to abstain from any contact with anyone, certainly with his wife. And then they came together. It is interesting in the Hebrew that when Elizabeth and Zacharias' names are put together, they mean in Hebrew, God remembers his promise. And Elizabeth conceived. Scripture tells us that she hid herself for 5 months. During that period of time, her husband could not have said anything to her. Could not have said anything. He motioned. He could write on a tablet, we know from later scripture, but that was all. He could not communicate verbally his love and his admiration. He was silent, but he was filled with expectation. And so she held herself in her old age apart from people for 5 months. All of February, all of March, all of April. And it was in April at the Passover that Mary received a wonderful gift. She fulfilled everything that a young girl would say at Passover. She would pray as all the maidens would pray, even in her youth, the same prayer. She would say, blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe. May I be the one to be the mother of the Messiah. And at that moment, the angel spoke to her and said, yes, you will be. She received in her body and in her mind and in her heart what God wanted to impart to her. She received the exact image of God within her, just as we do when we receive Christ in us. Passover is remembered for many things. She would have been fasting at the Passover because the Passover feast was a feast where people remembered that the death angel had passed over every home that was in bondage in Egypt of the true believers, the ones that had blood of the Lamb across their thresholds. Death angel would pass. And they celebrated that deliverance. And now Mary has the greatest deliverer that the world will ever know growing within her. She has now received that deliverer. And His name is Jesus, because He saves us from our sins. That's what Yeshua means. He saves us from our sins. She would, after she'd stayed with her relatives, she visited her cousin, Elizabeth. She did it at Pentecost of that year. Pentecost was a great festival that they had where the Holy Spirit was poured out. Listen to our account of Mary and Elizabeth as they came together. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to the city of Judea and entered into the house of Zacharias, who was greeted by Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped within her. The Holy Spirit had come upon the child that Elizabeth carried, and the child would announce that Jesus Christ was in the womb of Mary. It happened just that way. And she spoke with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped within my womb for joy. Blessed is he who believed, for there will be fulfillment in those things which were told from the Lord." Pentecost is also a time of giving. The gift to the poor, the gift to all kinds of people. God's gift of the Holy Spirit, you may remember, came at Pentecost. And it is that same Holy Spirit that is now preparing Mary and Jesus, Elizabeth and John, for the ministry they will have. It says in Luke 1:57 and following, "Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. 9 months after she conceived, she brought forth a son. Her son was born at the Feast of Trumpets." The shofar would sound. It would be a wonderful occasion. And they would say, "Oh my goodness gracious, it is coming, it is coming." And at Feast of Tabernacles, John was born to announce that Jesus was coming. Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets, or Rosh Hashanah. Shofar could be heard from far and wide. Luke 2, chapter 2, 1 through 25, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with his wife, his betrothed wife, Mary, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and lay him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn." Mary and Joseph had traveled to the place of Joseph's ancestry, to Bethlehem, the city where David had once shepherded his flocks upon the hills. It was only 4 miles from Jerusalem. It was a place of heritage for Joseph because he was of the kingly line. Bethlehem was a place they were looking for shelter. They went to the inn. There was no shelter for them at the inn, except there was a stables where they kept the animals, and that's where Mary and Joseph went. She delivered her child. And as she delivered her child in this shelter, they were fulfilling the Feast of Huts, because there is a creche outside most formal Jewish places of worship, even today. Because the word in Hebrew for shelter or creche or huts or grotto is the same word. Every good Jewish man and woman were in the Feast of Huts in a creche to remember the time when they were led from bondage out of Egypt through that desert land, and they all lived in makeshift shelters. That festival turned into the Festival of Tabernacles, and just one day went by. And then the Festival of Tabernacles, the festival where God dwelt with us, and you will call his name Emmanuel, God with us. And Jesus was fulfilling these festivals as he was fulfilling all the prophecies of the Scripture. He fulfilled even the festival. The Festival of Tabernacles was wonderful because it was a festival where God had lived within the midst of his people. His tent was always in the center of the people, a tent made of sticks and hides. And now he has come to earth to be Emmanuel, God with us. And he is tabernacling with us. He is now bone and flesh, but he is with us. He is with all of us who will allow him to come in. And then there was the festival immediately upon tabernacles that Jesus also fulfilled, which is called the Festival of Hanukkah. Festival of Hanukkah. The Festival of Lights. Hanukkah was originally started because there was a miracle that occurred at that time of the year. They had come in, people had come into the temple, and they had defamed the temple, they had made a mess everywhere, and as the people went in to clean up the temple, to cleanse the temple, there was not enough light. And there was only oil, so much oil left in the little candle that was still burning. And that's all they could see by. And yet, there was not enough oil to wait for them to be cleaning the temple. But the oil burned and burned and burned and burned 7 days beyond the time when it should have given out. It continued to burn. The festival of Hanukkah is a festival of lights. It begins today. Today, in the year of our Lord, 2016, Christ was born on December 25th, and Hanukkah begins today, the 25th. He fulfilled even that. During that festival, women would go into the women's court, the only court that women were allowed in, and they would raise great vats of oil to commemorate the great miracle that God had done for them. And they would raise these vats of oil by a series of pulleys, and they would raise them on the columns of the women's temple. And the light from the temple would be so great that you could see it all the way to Egypt. The wick of that light, I found out, was the swaddling cloths, the undergarments of the priests. It says that in the Scripture, that on the very day that Mary was giving birth and angels appeared, they appeared from heaven. They appeared to shepherds from heaven. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were greatly afraid. Then as the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things that were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told them. The shepherds. God appeared with his messengers to shepherds. The shepherds were almost the lowliest of the low in the Jewish kind of way of thinking. You see, they were always unclean. They worked with the shepherds. The only shepherds that would have been out at night were the shepherds that were looking after the paschal lambs. They were looking after the lambs that were taken from where they were, 4 miles from Jerusalem, to the temple to be slaughtered at Passover. And they were looking after them because they didn't want to have them in a sheep fold, which was the normal way of looking after sheep, but they wanted them to be without blemish. They didn't want one kicking another. They didn't want any bruising. They didn't want anything happening. And yet these shepherds who were looking after the paschal lambs were so looked down upon by the people of Israel, that they couldn't even give testimony in a court. God appeared to them. If God could appear to ones who have no way of presenting ourselves to the public, how can he not appear to us? We who are the lowly of lowlies, we who are unclean because of our thoughts and because of everything that is within us. And yet, God talked to them. He gave them the greatest announcement that man had ever heard, that the Deliverer had come. And they went to see the Messiah. They would recognize him because of a sign. A sign. I pondered that sign because I had heard all kinds of preachers tell me all kinds of things about how they wrapped a child in the Middle East and they bound up their arms and legs and put them like in a coffin and you know, in terms of wrapping their bodies. They didn't put them in a coffin, but they wrapped their bodies so tight. But then I found out that the undergarments of the priests were called swaddling cloths. And so the shepherds went and they found Joseph and Mary and the babe lying in a manger. The true manna that had come from heaven was now lying in a feeding trough for you and for me. He was the one who had come to fill us with life everlasting. And like the manna that came from heaven, we didn't recognize him. We said, "What is it?" That's what manna means. What is it? We couldn't understand. We couldn't see what God wanted us to see. We couldn't lift the scales from our eyes. And yet, these shepherds saw the priest, the young priest, the true high priest of all of us, lying in a feeding trough. At the same time, that little priest, the same thing that he was wearing was being used for the wick of the Hanukkah vats to light the world. The light of the world was in that feeding trough, wrapped as the wick of that light, who would bring light into the life of every man, woman, and child who would ever live. God did many things. He did many things to me. He does many things to you. He reveals things to us in various ways. Sometimes He reveals things in a way that we can't understand, and we're made mute. Like Zacharias, John's father, was made mute. But you remember the story. When it came time and she gave birth, and they said, "What name will you give the child? Shall he be called after his father or after someone in his father's family?" He said, "No, no. Give me the tablet." And he wrote, "His name is John." And then he could speak. When he admitted that God had done this thing, then he could speak. Many of us are mute because we've never received, or we've never truly spoken out loud our faith to the world. We've never allowed the world to hear the glory of God come through us. That is what John's father did. John's father allowed his voice to come into each of our hearts. Sometimes we can't understand how it would happen. Again, we're like John. We say, "How can this be? How can this be? This is wonderful news, but how can that promise be for me? How can I be the one that says that the promise is for me? By His stripes we were healed. Why am I sick? Why am I in hospital?" By His stripes we are healed. If you truly understand, you will believe. You will understand that He has saved you into everlasting life. You will know that. You will know that doctors can treat you, but only God can heal you. Jesus was given to us as a gift that is beyond our imaginings. Not just a baby wrapped in a swaddling clothes lying in a manger. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is everything we ever hoped we'd find. That's whose birthday we celebrate today. We celebrate the birth of Jesus. Jesus was given to us because God so loved us. Jesus, who created all things. It says in John, the very first chapter, that He made all things. Nothing was made that was not made by Him. That was not made by who? By Jesus. Jesus was with God as the Spirit hovered over the waters in Genesis. Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, has come into the world. Has He come into us? Has He come to us? For unto you this day, we sang a moment ago, the child is born. Has He been born in you today? When you say Merry Christmas, does your light within light up? Do you light up? Jesus' birth in us happens every day. Every single day, the miracle of Hanukkah happens within us because the oil that He places in us, the Holy Spirit, never gives out. It never dries up. It is a constant fountain of His love being poured out to us. Yes, at Pentecost, we know that the festival was one where God gave to us. It's also one where we give to one another. It is the festival of giving.